There's a couple of points which I just noted that Logopraxis kind of orientated in their statement, process orientated. So 5221. So the subject here is that state and the nature of it, namely one of turmoil owing to the obscurity that exists regarding the things that are taking place. So, you know, in terms of general enlightenment, there is this state of turmoil that exists with it. And so it's just accepting like these states are part of the deal. This is how these things get worked through. And then it says, but scarcely anyone can know anything about what that state is like unless he has come into a spiritual sphere and at the same time takes note of what is going on inside himself. So again, an emphasis on inner work. Subsection 2, where it talks about general enlightenment, that within a state of general enlightenment, turmoil exists initially, and that there is no respite until truths rooted in good are restored in their proper order. So that's the process. You can't avoid that. It's just how it works. The general enlightenment, I had the sense of, from my own experience, that there's general enlightenment to me feels like you know something needs to be done, but you don't know what. So there's just this kind of state that sits heavy in that, but also that's the state that moves things forward. You know, it's part of the process, I suppose, is the important thing to remember. Also, just in general terms, so in this work, often, as is illustrated in the section in Heaven and Hell that deals with awakening in the spiritual world, or as we put it here, awakening to spiritual life, things from the past revisited. So working with the word in this way will often trigger memories from our past. The reason for that is so that they can be reassessed in the light of the truths that have been worked into one's life. So it's always an opportunity to find something fruitful in giving attention to what the word brings up. With enlightenment comes turmoil, which kind of is a little bit counterintuitive to our natural way of thinking, but from a spiritual process perspective, of course, it makes complete sense because light shines in the dark places and we have things that we have to attend to because of that.